Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
More of a corgi, actually.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. Snake. Snake. Hello. Snake.
How we doing? Remember the campound?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's a party.
You killed
party,
it.
Man. Oh, man.
Hello.
MVP. MVP and Donnie Dew. Okay. Here we go. If God willing, the Mavericks advance, JT was thinking, as a fan of the Mavericks, would we hate Nikola Jokic in the same vein as we hated Tim Duncan? Personally, I can't. He is greatness and less annoying.
No, I don't think.
I wouldn't. He seems like a lot of fun.
We say that, and then the first time he, you know, runs over someone, and then he's putting his arms out, because he will talk to referees also. They all do. That's the point.
Yeah.
Everyone talks. Every superstar will talk and say, hey, what's up? What's going on? Why didn't you call a foul and all that? So, hatred? I don't think so, because they're just not a natural rival like San Antonio, and we saw them way too much.
That's the problem. The natural rival, the in-state rival.
Yeah.
And Jokic, I think his progression has been so natural, right? Like, it's, first off, he plays in Denver. Nobody hates Denver.
Colorado Rockies.
The Broncos are my most hated franchise in sports.
But the city of Denver,
it's great.
That's what I mean. The city itself. It's
great
just,
place.
Yeah.
Would love to live there. It's awesome.
Yeah, I can't hate Jokic. I think I've been on the Jokic train for too long, too. And I think he's funny. Like, I genuinely think he's a funny dude. Like, there's something about the horse thing that's really funny.
Yeah. Those commercials are great. And there's a clip that's always going around. There was the beginning of a game where the referee was about to throw the ball up for the opening tip. And he's kind of moving back and forth, anticipating the throw, and then the referee just burst out laughing. Like, that makes me laugh every time I see it. It's great.
Yeah.
And I don't hate SGA. Even watching this Oklahoma City series.
I hate Dort.
But everyone else?
But not him.
Chet? Dort?
I can't stand
Dort. They can kiss
Dort.
It. Yeah, they can kiss it, but not SGA.
I hate Dort. I hate the Williamses, but I don't hate SGA either. Not yet. If you could save one chain restaurant, this is from Texas Aggie Planner. One chain restaurant from never going out of business, which one would it be?
It would have been Bennigan's, but that didn't happen.
Are they gone? Like 100% gone?
I haven't seen one in.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't either. I didn't know if there was like a spare one in, you know, Wisconsin or something like that.
I used to love Bennigan's, man. Get the Monte Cristo sandwich. The Turkey O'Toole.
It's one of those chains to where if they have a nice variety, that's because I love the home style type of cooking. So I would have said probably Black Eyed Pea because I love it so much. But
does that still exist?
I think there's one in Arlington.
Yeah, I think the one in the Highlands still there.
I think
Okay, yeah. I'd be on board with Black Eyed Pea, man. That place.
Yeah, the chicken fried chicken at the Black Eyed Pea was always a go-to.
Scrumptious.
You know, there's one on Bagpiper Way in Arlington.
That is, yep.
That's the Highlands.
Maybe going there
That makes
soon.
Sense. Bagpiper Way. Highlands. Yeah,
would the most popular answer
all
be
the
Chili's?
Are like that there.
I think so. Chili's
because
or
that's
Applebee's
probably the one
or something
that we
like
all
that.
Have, yeah. Yeah, we all have frequented Chili's probably the most, I would assume.
I used to love Fridays, but I haven't been in years.
I mean, think about it. Bennigan's, Fridays, and Chili's were all
like
kind of the same thing.
Throw Applebee's in there also.
Well, half price apps after 9. Hard to beat.
And then, you know, like we did the story the other day about Red Lobster going away. That was really the first introduction I had to seafood.
Yeah.
Because my parents never cooked it.
That's probably true.
That was one of, when I was in high school, that was fancy. Red Lobster. You had to save up your coin and go to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And then Papa Do's kind of took over that.
As a kid, I would have said steak and ale.
Oh,
I thought was the nicest restaurant in the world.
Oh, man. It steak and ale was the bomb. Bonanza was the bomb.
Bonanza?
Bonanza,
man.
No. Don't
what is that?
Bonanza and steak and ale.
I've never
Bonanza
heard of Bonanza.
Was incredible.
Bonanza was all you can eat.
That was one. There was one right on Loop 12, right by the Moreland YMCA that we would go to maybe one Sunday a month or every
what
other
in
month.
The world.
And you,
dude,
I wouldn't even eat breakfast, Corby.
No.
Just
no.
In church,
like
stomach grumbling.
I got
like,
you.
Like piled up eggs? On a tray, and you could just grab as many as you wanted.
So good.
There are three Bonanza locations currently open in the United States.
Where are they?
Where?
I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, they're also, they're teaming up with Ponderosa these days. So you can go
there's 13
Ponderosas
and three Bonanzas.
I'm going to Bonanza, and I need a Wyatt's cafeteria.
Looks like North Carolina and near Minneapolis.
Well, that's where I'm going on vacation.
Those are going to be
Bonanza?
Your Bonanzas.
Yep.
You
can't.
Okay,
your
good, because I was going to say they have to be serving horse meat.
There's a couple in central Pennsylvania.
Well,
as
isn't that a delicacy?
I may be a little faster after I eat a couple steaks.
No, Matt, horse is not a delicacy.
Here comes Orb!
Like in some countries, I thought? No?
Well, so is cat in some countries.
So are crickets China. In some countries.
I ate crickets once. Man, those are nasty. They taste like dirt.
Fried crickets?
Yeah. In a that taco. I ate a cricket taco.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It was horrible. Come on.
You get to go see your all-time favorite band at your all-time favorite venue, perfect seats, etc. But it's a show for one. You're the only person in the crowd. Matt asked, would you still want to go to that show?
Oh, that's Creed?
Yes!
Are you kidding? Why wouldn't you want to go?
That would be so weird.
No, it wouldn't. It would be great.
Pat would have to play Threadbare Gypsy Soul for me. It would be wonderful. You could hear every word I'm saying from the audience.
You're like, what? You're like, God, this set list sucks. Like, they hear everything.
But what if you have to go to the bathroom during one of the songs and they're just playing an empty arena?
Yeah,
no, not that song.
Yeah, you're playing a new song? Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Or they can tell you don't know the lyrics.
Right.
Just strumming along and you this is empty. It's like sound check.
Then you're just sitting in there on the toilet for like 30 minutes as they plow through the whole new album. Come back out when you hear something.
Yeah, rock the bells, LL Cool J, rock the bells.
He says, we already played it. You were in the
bathroom. Well, play it again. I'm the only one here.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
So Jonathan says, could you eat $1,000 worth of McDonald's in 36 hours? The answer is unequivocally no.
I couldn't.
$1,000?
There's no way I could do that.
Could you eat $100 worth of McDonald's in 36 hours, assuming that a Big Mac is $5?
Yes.
No.
Because you're getting fries and then you're getting all the accompanying things. I think you can definitely eat 100 in 36 hours. That's
dude,
easy.
That's 20 Big Macs.
No.
You get a combo meal.
Yeah, you got to get the meal and even throw in like a apple pie or something. You'll be fine. In 36 hours, you'll be great.
That would.
Yeah, you'll be great.
But no, then you can get nuggets. You can get some nuggets on the side. You're fine. That's easy. 36, simple.
Okay, here is a great one. Would you rather be able to listen to any music you want, but you can only watch women's sports? Or listen to only Taylor Swift, but you can watch any sport you want.
Taylor Swift is fine. I could
do that. Football.
Man, music is big.
It is.
Dude, the rest of your life.
Music is huge.
The only thing you can listen to is Taylor Swift. I don't know if I've ever heard one song of hers all the way through.
I know. That would haunt me just listening.
Go to a concert. It's awesome.
Taylor Swift for the rest of my life.
But that you...
I know.
You get to watch all your teams.
Yeah, I'll definitely probably pick the latter, but I wouldn't be happy.
Man.
Well, she's got, you could have country one day, pop one day, really depressing, almost emo one day,
new
album.
She has a rap song from way back in the day when she was like 16. It's great. You'll love it.
No, man, I think that I'm buying my Caitlin Clark jersey tonight. I think I'd have to.
That would be tough. That's not an
easy
decision.
You could never, ever watch the Sooners ever again.
Sooner softball.
Yeah, softball.
Yay!
I mean, there's just no way.
They're dominant, though. Sooner softball.
Yeah, that and gymnastics, you'd be all about it.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one that is interesting. You have $10,000 on the total under. In, like, let's say it's game 7. This is from Troy. Game 7 of the Mavs Thunder series. You got 10 grand on the under.
Yes, sir.
Mavs have the ball to shoot for the win. but the points make the over hit. Do you want the shot to go in?
Totally.
For 10 grand.
You can't ask the tip sheet, but I definitely want that ball going in. I would sacrifice that 10 grand to see my team advance to the Western Conference Finals.
All right. Then what is the number that you wouldn't?
10,005.
Yeah, I'm not like, I'm not throwing away 10 grand, so.
No, no, Donovan, I want him to win.
But you're the big better.
50 grand.
Now we're
getting the answer to
it. Yeah, now we're getting to a point to where man, that's tough. 50 grand? Yeah, I don't want to lose 50 grand.
50 grand.
But I want my team to win.
Well, there's always next year. And you can enjoy your payoff.
What about you, Snake? Are you down with 10 grand? Are you fine?
Jeez.
I think the number is 50.
Yeah, 50, I'm thinking, man, that's... Yeah, 50 grand. I'd want that shot to go off.
Then I'd show up the next day. With you guys would all be sad because the Mavs lost, and I'd have a full Louis Vuitton suit on.
So sad.
And then you have the Louis Vuitton
your helicopter
underwear over the suit.
Everything, head to toe, and my little man purse, and it all matches perfectly. Like it's just
with the Louis Vuitton emblem and shaved in your head. Everything.
Yeah. What a way.
The little XL or whatever is on there.
What's a LV for Louis Vuitton?
What is that? Yeah, it's an LV, Matt. What does that cost? What is like a? Because I know what one of those purses costs. Because I've had to bite down and swallow hard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Buy one of those. What about like a full top to bottom?
It is an LV.
Yeah, it's an LV. It's an X.
I never looked at it before. It just looks like an XL. I don't get right up on it and stare at it, but on their website, it looks more like an LV.
That takes care of that. Let's move on.
I thought that was like their thing.
I don't
have anything
maps.
Louis Vuitton. What am I looking at Louis Vuitton
I know.
Ever?
I mean, none of us do.
It's Louis.
But it's Louis Vuitton.
So you assume an XL is an LV. Maybe I should have assumed that.
What? What?
Okay, continue, Snake.
From Lando Calrissian, the Stars and Mavericks win titles this year, but every time any Tier 1 ticket host has to go to bad bathroom, you have to go in the stall with them for the next 5 years.
Well, I...
every day.
I have to assume that they're not winning championships. I'm out.
Dude, yeah, that's a lot of... That's like...
Yeah, I mean...
There's 10 of us.
Yeah, that's not happening. We've been through stretches where we didn't win titles and we still enjoyed our lives.
Slump shoulders, just dragging ass to the bathroom because somebody has to go.
And
no.
So,
like, I don't even want to step into the bathroom now.
No. I don't want to be in there when I'm in
Thank
there.
You.
Especially sometimes. Yeah.
I would rather Donovan be in there with just my butt than me be in there.
Like a detachable butt.
Right.
Because we all know about your butt from the camp out.
That would make sense if it's just that with you in there.
That's right.
It would come to fruition
for
you. We all
know what's going on with yours. So.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Snake. Thank you, P1.
See you, man.
That is the Birdhouse for another week.